Je suis en compagnie d'Amber Hull, directrice des services communautaires pour le Northern Sunrise County, qui vient nous parler de la présentation virtuelle Creating Strength Through Crisis qui aura lieu le 16 mars à 18h. I wanted to know what is the Creating Strength Through Crisis.
Nampa Northern Sunrise County FCSS, the Town of Peace River FCSS, and Project Peace are joining forces to bring in Dr. Michael Ungar. Some people are probably familiar with him. Michael Ungar is a founder and the director of the Resilience Research Center at Dalhousie University, and he's also a published author. He's a researcher in the field of social and psychological resilience, and he's actually recognized around the world. A lot of his work being with marginalized children and families, as well as populations that were experiencing mental health challenges at home or in the workplace. And as such, we just thought, you know, as we continue to navigate the pandemic, it's really important to provide our community with tools and resources that would help them remain resilient.
And why do a presentation like that? Was there a greater need in the community?
Well, the big thing right now is, you know, we're just, when we talk about resilience, it's the capacity to recover from difficulties. And as mentioned, with the pandemic, it's just, it's caused a whirlwind of stress for some people, right? So it's affected us with health, it's affected us in the workplace, as well as some financial stressors. So basically the workshop is just another layer. It's an opportunity to get the community re-engaged with one another, give them some creative ways in which they can become resilient or maintain the current resilience that they, the current resilient level that they have. So again, it just comes back to providing tools and resources to the communities as we continue to navigate the pandemic.
Was it the first time that Dr. Ungar worked with you?
This is the first time, yes. We actually got the idea from Drayton Valley. They had just recently brought him in January to do a presentation for their community. And we thought that this would be a perfect opportunity to, again, expand that toolbox for people, as well as for ourselves. Us in FCSS and with Project Peace, we're always looking at ways to expand our knowledge as well on resilience so that we can assist our clients better.
And what is the main objective of this presentation?
Defining what resilience is and just giving people that opportunity to reflect on some of the things that they might already be doing that, you know, they haven't really necessarily thought of being a tool for resilience. So things like knitting, you know, taking up new hobbies. A lot of people during the pandemic started gardening or making sourdough breads. And so they don't realize that, but that is a form of resilience, is that you're trying to keep your idle hands busy and refocus your efforts so that you can go about your day and not have to worry so much about all those external stresses that we face.
And who can participate and how can they participate?
So anybody can participate. Spots are limited, though, so we do ask people to register as quickly as possible. We have 100 spots available, and about only half of those remain. So to obtain a link to register, they can either visit the partnering agency's Facebook page, so either Nampa or Northern Sunrise County, the Town of Peace River FCSS, or Project Peace, because it is code, like a website code, to be able to register through Google Forms, or they can contact myself at 780-625-3287, and I can certainly give them the link.
And will there be a 2022 edition, you think, or maybe a presentation like that next year again?
It's hard to say. We have the partners have discussed the possibility of doing a professional specific workshop with Dr. Michael Ungar. So that would be for people that are providing service in the community. So talks are underway. Whether or not we have one this year or next year, it really depends, I guess, on the response from this one. We don't have one scheduled necessarily for resilience, but we do have Small Talk, which is a suicide workshop for parents and professionals, as well as Looking Forward, which is another suicide workshop, but that one's more specific to youth over the age of 12. And we're always open to ideas from the community when it comes to providing these resources and tools. So definitely reach out, and we'll try to do our best to bring in workshops that are valuable for everybody. The presentation is on March 16th at 6 p.m. It is 90 minutes, and it will take place on Zoom, or on Google Meet, sorry.
Well, thank you so much, Amber.
Yeah, you have a great day.
En résumé, à cause de la pandémie de la COVID-19, la ville de Peace River et le comté de Nampa continuent de mettre sur pied des activités et ateliers pour la santé mentale. La dernière atelier est Creating Strength Through Crisis, qui est présenté par le fondateur et directeur du Centre de recherche sur la résilience, Dr. Michael Hungard. L'activité est pour les parents, les adolescents, les soignants et tout le monde entre les deux. La présentation en ligne est gratuite et vous aidera à vous remonter le moral, vous inspirera et vous donnera des idées sur la façon dont vous et votre famille pouvez devenir plus résilients à travers cette période difficile. Amber Hull, la directrice des services communautaires pour le Northern Sunrise County, mentionne que c'est l'occasion d'amener la communauté à se réengager. Avec seulement 50 places restantes de disponibles, il faut faire vite pour s'inscrire avant le 16 mars. C'était Amber Hull, directrice des services communautaires pour le Northern Sunrise County. Ici Alex Fortier pour la Radio Nord-Ouest FM.